Hello and welcome to the 37th episode of Pez's Game Shack. Today we're going to be talking about games, like we always do on the Game Shack, because it's a game podcast. We have Hypes returning. He is here somewhere.
Hello.
Toldo. great introduction, yes. Anywho, as we've done for the last few episodes, we've kind of dropped the format. There used to be the format of games we play in at the moment, and then news, and then the episode game, so to speak. But we kind of just go straight into the episode game and see where we trail off. That's how it goes now. It's all free-flowing.
Just freewheeling.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's just freewheeling. It's just see how it goes, and if it sounds better or worse, then people should get in touch and let me fucking know. And then I'll go back to the old format. But until then, I'm sticking with this. Just because. Anyway, the game that we have both played this time is called Crow Country.
Crow Country, not county, yes.
Yes, I believe it's Crow Country. Yeah, it is country. Yeah. And it is about a load of birds. And you fly around and make a country by breeding loads of... No, it's not about... breeding birds. Basically, it is a...
Now you're playing the wrong game.
It is a game that is kind of a homage to the PlayStation 1 titles like Resident Beaver and so on and so forth. Silent Hill, but I would say mainly Resident Evil, to be honest, from what I played this. But then again, I've only dabbled in Silent Hill, so I could be wrong.
As someone who's never played Silent Hill or any of the Resident Evils, I am unable to correct you.
Well, there you go then. If you can't correct me, whatever the reason, it means I'm right. Simple as.
I assume you are.
The game itself was... I finished it today. I finished it literally 8:45 this evening.
I was going to say, I saw you playing it.
Yeah. I was playing it today. I've been playing it like year and there. And then today I jumped on. I thought, I'll play more of it before we do the podcast. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm near the end now. I want to carry on. And I had food. Waited after my food. Took the dog for a walk with the missus. Come back and then jumped on for another hour and finished it. And I was like, this was a fun game. And I rather enjoyed it.
I think I'm near the end, but I've not quite finished.
Ah, well, I finished, like I said, literally just finished it. Unless there's more than one ending and also more... I didn't get, like, all secrets and shit like that. But I did get, I think there's 15 secrets, and I got 6 of them.
I don't remember finding any secrets, oh dear. I'll have to...
Right. You may have found secrets, you might just not know about them.
That could be true.
Because there is, spoiler alert, we're going to probably talk spoilers anyway, and anyone who doesn't want to know about them can play the game and then listen, and then see like, oh yes, I agree with what Peds and Hypes have said, or no, Peds and Hype are talking out of bollocks. It's up to you. But there's a map piece you can find that if you, when you go on the map, you press like, I was using Xbox pad, and you press Y, and you get shows the rooms with secrets in.
It did do that.
Yeah. So I know I got 6. Some of them I couldn't be arsed to even work out. And I always thought you must get a fucking flamethrower, but I never got one.
I mean, for ages, I thought they were just taking the piss with the shotgun.
Yeah, so much shotgun shells.
Is there a shotgun? I've been picking up shotgun ammo since the start.
I picked up pistol ammo from the start, shotgun ammo from the start, a few magnum rounds, and I've got like 10 or 12 mini gas canisters. I assume that's for a flamethrower. Haven't found the flamethrower.
Gas canisters, I thought.
I finished the game. No flamethrower, but I'm assuming it's there because one of the throughout the game, as you play in, you find notes, and it's like little hints, basically, of things, but it's done in a, like, story-based way. So it kind of gives you a hint of what to do, but it kind of puts it into like a paragraph or two of so-and-so is going to do this, or this could happen, so blah, 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 that kind of shit. So one of the things it says is like, oh yeah, can someone go and the door's a bit rickety, can someone go polish it? It's not exactly fireproof, is it? So I'm assuming, oh right, you've got to set that door on fire at some point. Never got to that door to set on fire. I'm assuming it's a door that I'd passed, just never set on fire. So I'm guessing some way, I don't know where, is a flamethrower. But I don't know. There you go.
Probably entirely true, yeah.
Yeah. But yes. No,
I'd forgotten I'd picked up the gasoline canisters.
Yeah. I got a fair few when they seemed pointless. Well, for me at the time, but now, like, pointless, because I didn't get anything more. But there was one puzzle I didn't get done. It was in the train room.
Yeah, no, I've been there, and I've no idea what that is about. Well, it's just a good save point for me, the train
yeah,
room.
Yeah, the train room's a... But there's a train... Basically, you go on the computer terminal, you use the computer disk, and then it gives you, like, letters of each train cart. And then I'm like, I don't fucking know. Because
was there a terminal in there?
It is. It's behind the curtain.
Well, I'll just go and see what's in there then. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, there's things like that.
Back and forth and backtracking and you're trying to remember what you've seen before.
Yeah.
That you now are able to access because there's the keys that you finally get.
Yeah. I got a silver key. I got a silver key, which is the second key, I think. And I run around the entire place and unlock loads of stuff. And I kept saving in the first save room you go to. You can make like get in through the back of it, through a different exit. And I unlocked loads of doors. And because of the way I was turning the camera angle, I didn't see another door which had a silver fucking lock on it. So I spent ages thinking, I know there's another fucking key, but lock that needs a silver key, but I can't remember where it is. And I run past it about 10 times. I probably wasted a good hour and a half looking for the door I was running past earlier. I felt like a fucking idiot when I was like, oh my God.
Change the camera angle. I was like, why can't I shoot these things? I can't see anything. How am I supposed to know if there's something on that wall?
Yeah. I will say, though, that one of the things I dislike about the game is I find the combat not great. I find it a little bit, like, inaccurate. It's hard to judge it right, and yeah, it's a bit slow.
It's 100%. I would agree. That's what I was going to say. Aiming the gun, I mean, when you're sort of, like, facing towards someone, then you raise your gun, then suddenly, oh, no, hang on. In a completely different direction. And then it takes about 700 shots and you think, well, I should have killed this by now.
Yeah, so many things I shot and I like used it up an entire thing of ammo and was like, well, I'm out of ammo now, and yeah. I've shot this thing 8 times in the face and it's just going Also with the combat, the bosses, I didn't die against a single boss, right? Because while they would move around faster, when they would attack, it would seem slower than the normal enemies. And the spiky enemies, they're a fucking nuisance. They like just randomly swing at you as you're walking past them. So a lot of the time I would get killed by them than I would other shit. Like certain enemies are more difficult than bosses.
Yeah.
And you also get ranked for your completion on the game, dude.
The gas trap things that I'd walked over that got me a lot more times than any enemy did, because I could just run away from them. But yeah, and like
I think
the bear traps, I'd be like, oh shit.
I think that's another thing that's annoying, is like you can get rid of the gas traps, but they'll come back at some point. You can get rid of the enemies and then more enemies will spawn, or tougher enemies will spawn in the same area. So a lot of the time you end up using up a lot of ammo to kill stuff, but then have to kill the same thing again or stronger. By the end of the game, I was just running around shit because I just couldn't be bothered. The good thing is, though, it's good and bad. It's a survival game, but if you're running low on ammo, you can just run back to your car and get ammo. Boot.
Or any vending machine.
Exactly.
Or a trash can.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is only 5 clips of ammo.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That makes it a bit easier than the traditional, like, Resi or something, where you have a finite ammo. amount of it, that is. But I'm not sure, because I played it on normal or whatever. It was called Survival Horror Mode. I wasn't sure. I was meaning to jump on before I jumped the game again, before I jumped on you, to just check if the hardest difficulty did that, or if you actually have to conserve your ammo better. Which would make sense, but I couldn't say.
I'd say you'd have no ammo at all. I'm finding it quite hard just having the 5 bits that you managed to find from each vendor machine and then trying to do anything at all, really. That gives me enough of the scares.
Yeah. How do you feel about this game then? Because I rather enjoyed it. I don't think it's amazing, but it is good. I
really quite enjoyed it. Apart from some of the intricacies around the combat, it's quite atmospheric. It's made me jump a couple of times.
Quite funny at times, to be honest. I've
been expecting them. Yeah, quite amusing. It's intriguing. What's going on? Why am I doing it? And yeah, I've not played any of those games, but it sort of reminds me of like point and click adventures when they sort of first went to like the 3D graphic. So yeah, you know, although it's not really like going around just clicking on anything. Will this work? Will this work with that? Will that work? No, it won't. You know, you know what you're supposed to do, and it's unlocked in a sort of Metroidvania kind of style. You know, oh, I can do this now. I can do that. It's still got that hint of, you know, point and click, walking around, not entirely knowing what you're doing. Solving puzzles in such a way. So yeah, I really quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a rather fun game. What do you think about the visual style of the game, man? Because obviously it's meant to be like a homage to the PlayStation 1. So
it's that early sort of ED. It's a bit shitty, but yeah, you know, visuals don't really bother me, so I find it quite good. You?
Yeah, I like the aesthetic, generally speaking. I think it looks quite nice. And it's, for me, while a nice game is good to look at, a game that's not particularly nice to look at doesn't stop me from enjoying the game if the game is good. If that makes sense? Like, gameplay is king for me. So, like, I'm not being funny. You could have the sexiest looking game in the world, but if it plays like shit, I'm not going to play it. I'm going to be like, I'm done. Oh, yeah. You know? But obviously this was a specific style they went for. They thought, oh, do you know what? We really like Resident Evil and what have you. And we really like PlayStation 1 games. Let's try and give it a kind of Resident Evil / Final Fantasy style of look. I think more character models.
You know, it's not going for a realistic look within that style of graphics. You know, she looks like a to some extent of the character, and all other human characters look like that.
Exactly.
So I think it.
Really? Or was that you cut out there, Emma?
So I think it plays with its visual style perfectly.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Are you? Do you like this kind of survival horror game then? I know you said you haven't really played Resident Evil, at least the ones back in the day, but is there anything else you played that's similar?
Maybe, I can't think. You know, it's in a way, it's all, I'm going to say it's kind of like a puzzle castle. Yeah. What other survival horrors would you say there are, Peds?
Lord in the Dark?
Yeah.
Isn't that a survival horror?
Maybe. Again, I've probably not played a survival horror then. But no, I enjoyed this. So, you know, to what extent is this really like Resident Evil?
Well,
I don't know.
Like, to be honest,
it feels like Resident Evil is a lot more zombies and less puzzles, is it?
No, the older ones especially are very puzzly. I mean, the bigger games as well, so there's a lot more puzzling. Even like the first big tough enemy, but I wouldn't say it's big tough enemy, the first main thing you kill, there's like this plant, right? You go into this room with this plant and it'll just fuck you up. But if you, what you're supposed to do is go somewhere else, look at a formula that you mix together. It's just a couple of like, oh, you use a bit of blue, you use a bit of red, that kind of thing, mix it up and then put it into a thing, and then it waters the plant and kills it. So like, even from there you have puzzle and stuff, but you also have proper bosses that you fight, same as this. It's kind of like a decent split of each. You got your exploration, you got your combat, and you've got your puzzles. Typically though, from what I remember of Resident Evil, it's been a long time since I played it, when you kill something, it tends to be not coming back. You don't have to worry about, oh, there's more enemies in the room, except for certain points where hunters appear in the first game, or the remake of the game where Crimson Head zombies pop up if you don't pop off the head or set them on fire. But like,
maybe I should.
You should give it a try if you've got access to the PlayStation, an Xbox, a PC, or even a Switch. I think you can play Resident Evil Remake, or because that's more of a traditional Resident Evil game. That's like, this is different in that, like, Resident Evil had fixed camera angles. It had a very specific control type. This, you can turn the camera. Yeah. Controlling is much easier. I don't know which has got the most clunky combat, to be honest, because Resident Evil is kind of like, you aim at something, but there's no like sights or anything like that is in this. You just gotta kind of guess.
Yeah.
And as they get closer to you, then you aim up and shoot them in the face. But if you aim up and they're a distance away, they'll just shoot up way above. Like, it's kind of like 3 points of aiming, low, medium, and high. But it kind of feels okay. At least it did when I played it. And the last time I played the Resident Evil remake, at least was back on the GameCube. But it was a while ago.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed the horror and the puzzle element more than the survival element.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Because
combat is not that great, and yeah, I just get frustrated when there's an enemy standing in front of me and I'm shooting him and
yeah,
he's not dying,
takes too long,
and then he kills me because, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one frustrating thing about it, really.
I can understand that. I do feel that some of the enemies seemed a little bit of a pain in the ass to kill, like the little blobby ones with the weird face. Oh, the spindly man was a pain in the ass. Most of the time I killed them by waiting until they got near a barrel, shot the barrel, then shot them a couple of times,
oh,
and they were all right.
I forgetting about that, yeah.
But there was ones, they were like blobs, and then they had a face on them, and them would take at least a clip and a half of me, and I was shooting her in the mask/face thing. I assume that's its weakest spot, but I couldn't say. Then
yeah,
again,
cause
maybe I should use my shotgun more.
You know about headshots and things, but
yeah,
who knows if you're ever doing a headshot, because you can't really see from the angle that you're aiming and where you're aiming and how close you have to be. Yeah,
but it does say one of the tips in that game is the closer you are to an enemy, the more damage it will do. The problem is when you're close, they hit you.
They hit you, yeah. The more damage it does to you as well.
So it's, like,
it's,
oh,
a,
yeah.
It's a very new game then, isn't it? Obviously, it's only come out this year.
Yeah, it's new. It's very recent. I remember it being mentioned on G-Arcade is when I first heard about it. I was like, Crow Country, I got no interest in that. And then I popped in the thread, oh, that looks pretty good. I was thinking to myself, I'm not really sure about the character, the design of the character, because while it does have the PS1 aesthetic, for me, they're a little bit too cylindrical and smooth, whereas from what I remember of PS1 games, they were a bit more, like, blocky. But I think...
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't think they're going for the realism...
Yeah.
...aesthetic with the character. They do sort of look like Dottle, in that they have the sort of line for joints, in a way.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah. But, I think if you've never played, this is for people listening, if you've never played a game like Resident Evil and you like this, play something like Resident Evil, because I think you'd get a lot of enjoyment out of it. And there's I think the puzzles in Resident Evil, the puzzles in Resident Evil, there are more complicated puzzles in Resident Evil, but you ain't going to go into Resident Evil, honestly. You're not going to go into Resident Evil and go, oh my God, I'm stuck. This is tougher than The Witness or something, because that isn't going to be the case. You know, it has its puzzles, it has its exploration, and it has its combat and stuff like that. But none of them are, like, stupidly OTT. Like, there's no puzzles in Resident Evil where you're just like, nah, I give up on this. Never go back to it, just because it seems to have, like, a limit on what it's doing, so you can actually play the game. Whereas something like The Witness, after a few fucking goals of playing, I was like, yeah, I can't do this, and stopped. Because that is puzzle only, you know? This is this game and Resident Evil and all that, it has a wider variety of mechanics. So I think it tries to do, and does succeed in doing them well to alright. Like, the combat in this is alright. It could be much better, but I think, again, it's trying to invoke the sense of older games where combat was clunky.
Oh shit. Yeah. So this is the first game like this games the developers have done.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the developers. Didn't even look.
I've just looked it up.
Alright, okay. Well, it's the first game they've done at all. First game like this, sorry.
No. Evidently they did Snipperclips.
Did they?
And Snipperclips Plus, yes, according to Wikipedia.
I didn't know it was the same one. They've also done
Detective Grimoire games.
Never heard of that.
Is a point and click, and Detective Grimoire, Secret of the Swamp, and Tangle Tower. So I can see where they've brought the sort of point and click puzzle elements into it. But yeah, evidently they've not done a survival or 3D game, as far as I can tell.
No. Snipperclips is 3D. If you... Well, it's not. Like, I can't even think of it. If you do... it's not. It's just 2D. Snipperclips is fun. 3D, that's another...
It plays on being 2D.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is with that game, that is another puzzle game as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all about snipping your clips until you fit them in the right shape.
I don't think I ever really played Snipperclips apart from the demo when I tried a Switch when they were an event.
Well, Snipperclips, I never finished it, but I did play what I did play of it. Was really good fun. I'm an awful person who doesn't finish games a lot of the time, but I did finish that with me and the missus. No, we didn't finish that, but I did play with the missus for a bit. But then again, the other day, me and the missus finished Divinity Original Sin, so it's not like we can't sit down and play a long game. We put over 100 hours into that. And I was well fucking shocked, because it's not like her to... Like, normally we play games together, but it's stuff like Overcooked or... I don't know. Simpler, like, pick up, play, easy, go in. Well, I wouldn't say Overcooked is easy, go in. Fuck me.
You see Snipperclips? Game that was released at the start of...
Yeah,
of the Switch lifestyle. You're like, oh yeah, actually, perhaps I quite like to play it. And then you'd go to the Nintendo Switch store and it's probably about £20. And you're like, why? Game that would be great to have been reduced now to about £4.50 or whatever. And you'd give it a go. You'd be like, oh, well, actually, yeah, I might give that a go. But yeah, Nintendo.
Yeah, the prices are shocking. Yeah, this has been a fun game, right? I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'll do another playthrough of it or check out the other difficulties now, because I meant to before I jumped on here and forgot, so it's kind of pointless. But like, once I finished the game, it was like, oh, you've got a rank. Oh, you've unlocked this. So it does have that thing that Resident Evil even has, where it's like, oh, you completed the game without saving. You've used your infinite rocket launcher and shit like that. So you can just go, like, every enemy dead, dead, dead. You don't want to worry about it. I just enjoy... The problem is with that kind of thing is you already finished the game. It's like, I don't care about going through the game with a rocket launcher now. I've done it.
Yeah. you've solved the puzzle, so it's not like it's a sort of like RPG combat-y game where you could improve or whatever, you know. I could kill the enemies better. I don't really care. Yeah. I solve the puzzles. I know what the mystery was or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but they tend to be with like Resident Evil, there are like different things you can unlock by finishing the game in certain amount of time or with a certain amount of sale, various things. And this gave me a rank at the end, which, you know, was okay, I suppose. But so I saved a lot. I've sort of saved like fucking 20 odd times or something like that, 30 times. But every time I go past a save room, I'm like, oh, I'll just save. Well. Yeah, why not? And obviously, it's like, oh, you've unlocked this. So you've got, and they looked like another, at least two spaces for unlocks. So I don't know if that is just out of the screen they went for, or there is actually two other things to unlock. So it would be good to find out, because it could make the game even more fun. Yes. Possibly.
Yeah, well, when you've got your flamethrower, just walk around killing everything. and then take your time to see what you can unlock, I guess. That's the thing. Just a bit annoyed with all the enemies that were all around and just too tough to kill.
Yeah.
Five bits.
Another fucking pain in the ass enemy was that big one that looks like it's holding a piece of wood and hits you as you walk past it. Because it does like two hits and you're dead from full health.
And then doesn't quite die and you think, oh, he's dead, and he's not. He gets up and kills you.
No, you kill him. Do you want to know a little secret? You get him on his knees, right? Get him on his knees.
And then shoot him in the face.
You don't shoot him in the face. You go behind him and shoot him in the back.
Oh, sneaky.
Yeah. That's a puzzle in itself.
Fly out the backside. Yeah.
Yeah, just shoot him in the butt. I saw one of them earlier. Later in the game, and I thought, oh, it's facing the other way. So I shot her in the back and just turned around. I was like, I shot you in the back. You should have died.
I got you. So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's got overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam.
Would you add to the. How would you. If you was to review this game in the sense of out of 10, what would you give it? And if you don't want to rate it out of 10, would you recommend it at least?
I would certainly recommend it. You need a controller if you're playing on PC, which fortunately I did have.
Yeah, I use my Xbox
Pad. I would give it a solid 8. Yeah, me too. Solid 8 out of
100.
8 out of 100. I loved it. I'd give it a solid 4. No,
Jawa!
8 out of 10.
I'd
play
6.
A sequel.
Yeah, if there was a sequel, or even if they followed up with
another style.
Yeah, another game, kind of in the similar vein of this. But yeah, I enjoyed it, and it's cool to see that they're doing various different games, because it just means that the next game they do could be something completely different again. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Games, getting to puzzles, being like, oh, I know how I can solve that whenever I get that thing, or then getting a thing going, oh, hang on, that might work with that. Going through it. Yeah.
You're like point and click adventures. I'm awful at point and click games. I am, as you've seen when I've streamed them before. It's like, what am I doing?
Yeah, years ago when I asked you to stream Monkey Island or Indiana, no, that was it, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
You got past the first bit.
I got to the off the first bit and into like a cave or something, and eventually.
I think.
Several hours later. I think I got knocked out by some guy in boxing.
I was going to say, I remember you getting to the boxing bit, which is not very far.
Yeah. I didn't do very well that time. That was because I wasn't feeling well, so I couldn't think straight.
I love point and clicks. I'll always give time to point and clicks.
Yeah, I like point and clicks. Have you played Dark Side Detective?
No, it's on my deck to play because you recommended it to me probably last time we played something or talked about point and clicks because I was playing a point and click at the time or where.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking that one.
It's in my library to be played. Yeah.
You should play the first one and then I'll complete the second one at the same time and talk about that on you.
Because I played Firewatch for the first time it's probably last year this time, which is sort of a more of a walking simulator than a point and click.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought that was really good, to be honest, Firewatch.
Yeah.
To be honest with them.
I've still got the new Monkey Island to play, which I bought on release and I still haven't played.
But I haven't played it.
I'm playing through the Monkey Island.
I remember what it's called.
Playing Monkey Island 2. I say playing. I've been dipping in and out of it over the last few months and I've just got stuck.
Yeah.
I know some people love Monkey Island 2, but I just can't get on with it as well. It's too different to Monkey Island 1.
Is it? The Chuck's Revenge? I didn't.
Different graphical style. Yeah.
Right.
So I've got that to play. Yeah. There's too many point and clicks to play. I did go through a stage probably in lockdown where I played a good few of the old LucasArts point and clicks for the first time. The Dig, Loom. But there's still countless stuff played.
Yeah.
What's the Sam and Max? Was that a point and click or the
Sam and Max the point and click, yeah. I think so anyway, really. Yeah. How would you rate this in comparison to Inside or Gone Home? Because Gone Home was the walking simulator where you go back to your house to find out what the fuck's gone on. And Inside is just that weird game.
That was a sort of point and click.
Yeah.
Gone Home. I mean, it's sort of a cross between them both. Do I always do a Peds Game Shack around Halloween in that way I get these games? Because, Inside was fucking weird, but yeah, really
good. I don't know, you might
creepy.
Do. Let's see you when we did Inside.
Semi-creepy in that you've come across an abandoned home and you don't know what the fuck's going on.
I enjoyed this
as well, obviously.
I think I was supposed to be considered one of the better... Gone Home was considered to be one of the better walking simulators at the beginning of the genre, like, so to speak.
I've liked them all. Sure, I'd play any of them again. If I played one of them again, it would probably be Inside once I finished Crow Country. But I'd be equally happy to see a sequel to Inside as I would to Crow Country.
Yeah, I do wonder what they'll do, because the Inside obviously wasn't a follow-up to anything, but the game they did before that was Limbo, which was like you're a kid again. Trapped in limbo. I remember it first being shown. I was like, "Oh, that looks really cool," because I like the art style of it, like the visuals and stuff. And it shows a little kid running along and then getting killed by a giant spider. And I was like, "Oh, nuts."
Yeah, I look at Limbo as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Where would I rate it? I'd probably rate Inside above Crow Country and then that above Gone Home. But they're different styles of games really. So it's hard to really put them one against the other.
Nah, it's not. You just go, this is better than that one.
That's true. Just do it.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we end about Crow Country?
I think that's all I've got to say about Crow Country,
All right. Anything else you want to chat about before we jet?
What are you, Peds? Have you hacked your 3DS recently, I've seen?
No, I wouldn't do such a thing. I just bought all the games.
Exactly. No. It's hacking it to play games that you couldn't play there or anywhere else.
Yeah, that's the thing. I understand why I was going to say, I understand why a lot of people would now want to hack the 3DS. Like,
system, isn't it?
You literally can't get half the fucking games because they download only. Or you pay £7 million on eBay.
Yeah. Oh, you could buy Jawa's multiple copies of Fire Emblem Fates. Yeah. No, I installed a 3DS, not 3DS, a 3DS emulator on the 3DS. That'd be dumb. Yeah, I installed a Virtual Boy emulator on the 3DS, and played all the way through Virtual Boy Wario Land.
Oh, nice. I viewed it sort of like 3D as it was
intended. Yeah, no, I actually really enjoyed it. And now I kind of want to go through and play Wario Land games. I'm not sure how many other hidden gems there are that Nintendo has never deemed suitable for us to ever see the light of day.
When you say you want to play the other Wario Land games, you mean just generally?
Wario. Yeah.
I played Wario Land 1, which is Super Mario Land 3, but I don't think I played the others.
3, yeah.
That was really good. I had a bad ending, though.
I think I played maybe Wario Land 3 or whatever. One of them was the Game Boy Advance game, maybe. And I think that might be one of the games that you got as a 3DS ambassador, where you bought it too early and then they dropped the price and threw in a couple of ROMs.
Oh, yeah, it was 20.
For some
GBA games.
I
think I may have played another Wario Land game, but it was more Retro Monday, where I used to do an hour of a retro game a week. And I think Matt may have been like, oh, play Super Wario Land 3 or Super Wario Land 4. So that's why I ended up playing it. But it was only an hour, so.
Yeah, I was enjoying that on my 3DS, and now I've been playing some other GBA games.
Nice.
GB games that I have on it now. It's a nice little handheld to carry around. Not as big as the Switch.
So yeah.
I'd recommend doing those things. What else have I been playing? I was playing Assassin's Creed for a while, but Assassin's Creed 2 for a while. I need to get back to that.
I like the Assassin's Creed games.
My first Assassin's Creed game.
Assassin's Creed 2 is a good game. I like Assassin's Creed. I know a lot of people don't because it's rather repetitive for the not main missions, but the main missions are, at least from what I remember and what I thought at the time, were really good. And also you could tackle them however you wanted. Whereas like 2 onwards, they became more scripted, which is a shame, but they're still very good.
Yeah. No, I've enjoyed it. And then what else am I playing? On PC, Elden Ring, I've gone back to, now that it seems to run okay on my PC again for the moment.
Nice.
No, I haven't played that for a while. I got to like a massive elevator that didn't work, and then there were massive catapults and something
ran away.
Suddenly started firing madness at me. So
When I last jumped on Elden Ring, it was a couple of weeks ago. I was gonna do the DLC, but
I think you were in the same sort of place that I'd been. You had to do something else.
Yeah, I got the DLC, but it was after I'd finished the game, and then I thought, oh, I'll just start New Game Plus. And this was when I finished the game, like when I first played through it. I thought, oh, I'll just give New Game of Plus a little go, and I jumped on, did a boss or two, and carried on. Never went back to it. And when the DLC came out, I thought, at some point, I'll jump on. I jumped on. I was near the magic school or wherever it was. I was like, oh, how do I get the DLC? And then I looked online, and according to that, you need to like kill a certain boss and do it then, and it's like quite a bit further into the game. So unless you can run over there. So I was like, okay, I'll just play a little bit. I haven't gone back to it since, because it's like, well, I want to play it and get to the DLC. I can't be asked to play up to that point and do the DLC. I just want access to my DLC. Fucking game.
Yeah, it feels like you should just be able to play it. When you've bought it, you shouldn't have to do something to be able to play it.
Exactly.
It's quite annoying.
Cheeky as fuck.
And then also, I guess I've been playing GoldenEye Source most recently with the other guys on G Arcade on Cheeky Devlin's Retro Shooter Wednesdays.
Yeah, I did tune in. I did tune in to Jazz on Stream for that.
Yeah.
You should give it a go. I played Half-Life Source before, GoldenEye Source before, but it was fucking years ago, so I don't know how much it's been updated, I don't know how much has changed, but it was like a couple of times and then that was it. It was fun.
I think we've really enjoyed it. It's sort of like bring back your memories of playing GoldenEye multiplayer.
Yeah.
Just up. Really,
is it? And,
you know,
is this the second week you've played it now, or the first?
Yeah, I think they've played it three weeks in a row, or I think they've played it for 3 weeks, but I've played it for two, and yeah, it's good going over all the levels, and
that's cool. I know they normally do two weeks of one game and then move to another game. And then it's pretty cool. I've played a couple of times with certain things, but usually on a Wednesday I do do co-op stuff with Cumberdanes. For those who have listened to the show before, you'll know who that is. And that's why we tend to do on Wednesday. We've been doing it for years. So that's why I'm very rarely ever there. Otherwise, if I don't jump into co-op with Cumberdanes, I'll jump in sometimes. I was there for Halo as well. Hello! And Halo 2, I think.
Hello. what have you been playing? How did you get on with Castlevania? Did you finish that?
Dawn of Sorrow? Yeah, I finished that. That was really good. I fucking love Dawn of Sorrow.
Yeah, no, me too. I've got those installed on the 3DS now, so I don't have to carry around my DS games and whatnot with me. So
yeah. Don't blame me. It was easier.
Play them at some point, yeah. Because one of them I played and really loved, and I can't remember if I finished it. I think it was Dawn of Sorrow because some of the bits looked familiar when you were playing.
Well, I loved Dawn of Sorrow. I finished it back on the 3DS, and I finished it recently. I've been playing Order of Ecclesia, if that's how you even pronounce it, a Portrait of Ruin as well. But I've been playing that off stream and recording. Yeah. Basically, I was offered a free key for the game to do a review or stream it or whatever. I didn't have to actually do a review. It could just be streaming it. So I thought, I'll do a review. And then I thought, fuck this, I'm streaming Dawn of Sorrow because it's awesome. So, like, I've had a few games like that. Some of them are, and to be fair, I think actually every single one I've had, I've actually enjoyed, simply because it's been stuff that I have specifically gone out my way to request. I think if it was a game that was given to me at random, I would probably, like, I've been offered games and just never accept them because I thought, I don't think I'd like it. And I'd rather just not bother putting myself through something I don't like. And also, I don't know if I'd feel bad as well, though. Like, it's like, oh, here you go, I have a key. And I was like, well, okay, I'll play the game. And then it's like, I don't really like it. I don't want to be mean. So I'd rather pay for the game and say I don't like it than get it for free. And you know what I mean?
It's, you know, you can't just say something's good because it's being offered to you. That's how.
Exactly. This is why I would rather not get the fucking game.
Practices.
Exactly.
That's driver gate.
No, I know. which is why I would rather buy the game. And do a proper, like, you know, movie, not have to worry about anything. But at the end of the day, it's not like I'm a really popular streamer who gets fucking millions of views. So if I was to give it something negative,
than me, Peds.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I started streaming again. I did a bit of streaming for Crow Country and got, you know, zero viewers every time, except one time when the lovely Jasm did pop in. So,
I didn't pop in because it was Crow Country. Every time I see you go live,
oh yeah.
And notice a notification on my phone, and then I jump in, and then you'll end. And I'm like, are you goddamn serious? It's like, you know,
it's weird because sometimes I'll in the stream, and then the notification will pop up on your Discord.
Yeah, stupid.
Why is it popping? No, even though it's like an hour, it was an hour ago, and it says on the notification it was an hour ago. Yeah, only then what's up? Yeah,
bloody daft. Yeah, when it comes to like free games, and if it comes to and someone give me a free game and it was crap, I'd say it was crap. But you know, I'd rather just get a key of a game that I think I'm gonna like, just because I don't want to. I don't want to play things I don't like. More than anything, things I don't like.
There's far too many games, TV series, movies to watch to spend ages.
Yeah, exactly.
With a crap game, yeah.
But like I said, so far, everything I've had, I've requested and I've enjoyed, which is a good thing. But like, obviously, there have been games that I have played and I've done reviews for that I thought were shit. For example, Paw Patrol on a roll. Didn't get that for free though. Well, technically, my kid had that, so I did technically play it for free. And it was shit. I give it a 1 out of 10.
Played any new Switch games recently? I haven't played the Switch for ages.
To be honest,
so you got the new Zelda.
I have got it, but I haven't got around to playing it because. Apart from what I've streamed, I've mainly been playing Divinity Original Sin 2. Me and the missus recently finished Divinity Original Sin, which we really enjoyed. We put in well over 100 hours into it. Like I said earlier, it's a game that I wouldn't have expected to enjoy, but she really got into it, especially when she was stealing everyone's shit and getting us into trouble, and we ended up having to kill like guards and shit. Fucking nuisance, man. And Divinity Original Sin 2 seems to be pretty good. It probably is better than the first one, but going straight from over 100 hours of Divinity Sin into Divinity Original Sin 2, there's changes that have been made, and it's like, you just got to get used to them. It's like, the first game, there was like, you could use magic on someone, and sometimes it'd affect them, sometimes it wouldn't, in the sense of, oh, you cast a poison spell, oh, it's poisoned them, yay! In this one, is they've got a magic shield, physical shield. The magic shield needs to be completely got rid of before any effects that is that's magic damage will can be applied to them. But it will always be applied if that's gone. And it's like, that's a bit weird because I'm not used to that and so on and so forth. But they're both really good games. And yeah, she's still causing me trouble. She's a nuisance with the stealing things.
Yeah.
The only game I've played recently on the Switch is Picross E. Is it E? Yeah, Picross E. Me and the missus played through Picross S 1 to 9.
Oh, the old one. I thought you were going to say there was a new one. That was Picross E, like
Picross
24
e
or something.
E is the 3DS games. They are them, but they've been ported to the Switch. And they are fairly new. They came out after the last S game, I think. The last S game was S9, which me and the missus finished before we started E. Oh, there you go. We play a lot of Picross.
I did like a Picross. It's good fun.
But it is, but it gives me a fucking headache,
quite
man.
A few of them on DS and 3DS. Why too stressful?
They just give me a headache. I don't think it's stress. I think it's just, I think it's looking at the screen the way the game itself gives me an headache. Because my missus was saying that she's always been like fine with it, but she sometimes gets like dizzy the next day, and then she's like, I realize this when we play Picross, I get vertigo the next day because she has issues with vertigo, and every time she plays that, the next day her vertigo plays up. They're like, fuck no, that's weird. I don't know if it's something to do with the TV, the game, or what. No clue.
I know. Warning, Picross may cause vertigo.
Yeah, I do like Picross. They're challenging, but fun. Good fun. Obviously, on the 3DS, I think you got Pokemon Picross, maybe, and I think Zelda Picross.
Did you? I can't remember now. Was that like?
I think they were on 3DS. I think the Zelda one you had to get through the point store.
Oh, stars,
whatever
they
were called, coins.
Like something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think they like the Zelda one. If I remember correctly, I did a couple of the puzzles. I don't think it's like, oh look, this is the Master Sword. It was like, here's a chair, here's a bucket. It's just like Zelda themed, but the items seem to not be anything to do with Zelda, at least from what I was aware of. I'd have to realistically double check that just in case I'm wrong. wonder if it was the DS, not the 3DS. Yeah, I don't know.
There were Picross games on the DS.
Yeah, I think the Picross games were back to the SNES, maybe. Don't they?
Oh, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure there was one Super Mario Picross, something like that, for the SNES, okay. Or the Super Famicom.
Yeah.
Which is the SNES, but it's just in Japan. You know? I've actually got a Super Famicom.
Have you?
Yeah. I got a SNES upstairs in the attic and a Super Famicom behind me. Plays games in 60 hertz.
This is great radio, Peds. It's behind me. Where are you? Yeah.
Well, oh, you're, okay. I'm holding it up to the screen. You can't see it, but I can. But yeah, I got a Super Famicom and Famicom and a GameCube. All set up behind me.
I got a SNES, which I bought many years ago, but many years after it was out, because it was at one unique point in the, let's say around 2012, maybe 2013, something like, was still the only way to play Super Metroid, ridiculously, at least on a Nintendo console without emulation. So I bought one. Play Super Metroid, then started buying all the classic games.
Fair enough.
And then I think sort of almost a month or two after I bought it, they finally added it to the, because I even emailed Nintendo saying, you're going to release this on it? They think, no, we have no plans to release it on. And then, of course, they finally do release it on everything, and now you can get on everything.
Yeah, they lied, man. They lied. Should have rolled back to us. You lying bastards.
Yeah. No, I've got a mini SNES as well.
I got a mini SNES.
But, you know.
Only used it once.
You know. Yeah.
I think I got a mini SNES.
And then everything's available on the Switch anyway.
Yeah, I think I got a mini NES, SNES, and Mega Drive. I set them up once for a stream and then put them away and I've never pulled them back out.
Yeah, I like the idea of mini consoles. I say, you know, I'd have loved to have had a mini N64, but now they've released a lot of the games on the Switch.
Mm.
Although, still nowhere near as many games as existed on the Wii Virtual Console shop to buy.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, and one of my big concerns with Nintendo is the fucking like eShop sort of side of things, in the sense of virtual console. It's like, oh, look, here's your virtual console games you've bought. Oh, if you want to play them on your Wii U, you need to pay a little bit of extra money to upgrade them for the Wii U. Okay, we'll do that. Oh, guess what? All your Wii U stuff, you can't play it on the Switch. We're taking it all away from you. You pay a subscription. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo, they make good games, but
pay even more of a subscription.
Exactly, exactly. I think like they make good games and stuff, but some of the business decisions, which obviously work for them, are shit for the consumer. Not fair, man.
It's all about, you know, the difficulties in preserving video game history or just playing some of that history.
Yeah.
It's just really difficult.
And if you try and pirate something because you can't get it anymore, then you'll go to jail for fucking ever. Because Nintendo don't like it.
Don't pirate things, Peds. Peds. You wouldn't steal a quarry.
I would steal a mine, though.
You would steal a policeman's helmet.
You wouldn't steal a car, and I'm thinking a lot of people are watching this probably would steal a car.
Well, actually, no. Only in Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly. You would steal a car in a video game. It may not be in real life, but still willing to do it. Therefore, Nintendo are wrong, because I said so. Is there anything else you would like to add, or are we going to wrap up? If you want to talk more, I'm happy to talk. I'm a very, very nice chatty guy.
You are a lovely chatty guy, Peds. No, I think that's everything I've got to chat about at the moment.
Cool. Before we go, let's just to reiterate, would you recommend Crow Country?
Yes.
There you go. I would also recommend Crow Country.
Yes, when, I would.
When I first saw GIFs of it, I was like, yeah. But now I played, I'm like, yeah, I really like this. It was good. It was worth grabbing. I literally only grabbed it to play this for the podcast. I didn't already have it. I just thought, oh, pick, grab. It pick it up. So there you go. Nothing wrong with that. So thank well you grabbed. Again for tuning in, Hypes. Tuning in, taking part. You're not tuning in, you're taking part. I need to tune
tuning in.
In
live.
I need to tune in. I need to tune into my brain. Kind of out of sync at the moment. Thanks for taking part, dude. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for everyone who has always listened. All one of you, which will probably be me when I edit it. And bye-bye.
Yeah.